No, do the sound effect.
Good morning, and welcome to Storylines on Hunter's Bay Radio, 88.7 FM, and on the web at MuskokaOnline.com. I'm Christine Cowley. Storylines is a new program on Hunter's Bay, and I want to thank our listeners for joining us on this inaugural show. Today we'll be speaking to Peter Jennings, former marketing executive, filmmaker, radio and television host, and now author. We'll be talking to Peter about his new book, Shark Assault, An Amazing Story of Survival, and about how Peter is enjoying his latest career adventure as an author. We'll find out what Peter has to say about the writing life as well, and we have a special treat for you this morning, something you probably haven't heard on radio before, so please stay with us. So Peter, welcome, and thank you so much for agreeing to join us.
Christine, it is my pleasure. I am honored to be your first guest on your inaugural show, and believe me, you can count me as a listener going forward.
Wonderful day here. So, Peter, we want to talk about your book, Shark Assault, sure. And about Nicole Moore, the Orangeville nurse who survived that attack, and how the idea of the book came about. But first, I'd like our listeners to hear a little bit more about your multifaceted career path. So I understand that you've been a journalist, a campus radio host, a filmmaker who broke new ground when you were just a student at Upper Canada College, and then you went on to a career as an advertising executive. But wait, there's more. So just give us a brief synopsis, Peter, if you will, about your path toward this new career that you've embraced as an author with Shark Assault.
Absolutely, Christine. I've written throughout my life, so to become an author was not a real leap. I've always written from the time I was a kid, you know, just essays and poems and that kind of stuff. Fortunately, I had a couple of teachers in school who said, "Hey, kid, you're doing a good job. Keep it up," you know, because everybody needs encouragement. And then going further into my career, as you mentioned, well, pre-career, I wrote, produced, and directed a couple of feature-length films back in the 1960s, broke new ground. Nobody had done that before. I mean, it's very common today with video equipment, that kind of stuff. We were using 8mm film.
A different time for sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. Ended up being interviewed by Moses Neimer on Take 30, which was really fun because I interviewed Moses last summer. We turned tables, which is very fun. And then, as you say, I eventually ran a number of marketing agencies, and writing was a part of that I enjoyed most. I would write anything from advertising copy to longer brochures to op-ed pieces, PR pieces, internet stuff, social media, etc. So writing's always been there. And on retirement back in 2009, I decided that one of the things I wanted to do was to write a book and get it published. And here we are so many years later with Shark Assault, An Amazing Story of Survival, my first published book, hopefully the first of many.
I certainly hope so, because I've been reading it, Peter, and just really impressed with the writing, and of course the story is riveting.
Thanks, Christine.
So, also when you mentioned retirement, you came up to Muskoka and made it your home, and then you got into a career with television. So tell us a little bit about.
Well, it's interesting. My intention was to really focus on writing. But I'm also a singer, so I got involved in that. And then a friend of mine, Ted Barris, who is an author, Ted's got, I think, 18 books published. He was a guest on a show in Midland, Ontario, talking about the Warriors, because that's his genre. And he called me up, and he said, "You got to do this. You got to do this in Muskoka," because Ted and I worked in radio a gazillion years ago, CKLY, in Lindsay, Ontario. Mm-hmm. It was a 5,000-watt radio station. We used to joke burial like this. We had in our audience two farmers and the dead bear and a moose. I mean, that was it. It was small-town radio. But Ted knew that back in those days I loved interviewing. I loved getting under the story, getting a little bit more background, asking questions that maybe the average person wouldn't. And he said, "You've got to do this in Muskoka." I thought, well, that's an interesting idea. So I played it around with a bunch of people. I knew that through my contacts I could bring in some interesting people. I also knew I could find local people in Muskoka that I could interview. And out of that became Be My Guest, which has really been a two-hour conversation. I don't consider I'm interviewing someone. You know, tell me about your latest record or something.
Right.
It's a conversation. And I open it up to the audience for towards the end for the better part of half an hour for them to ask questions. And it's been really interesting. Coach Go approached me and said, we'd like to videotape this, put it out in our various stations across Muskoka, as well as they make it available throughout Ontario on their video on demand system. We've had correspondents from Niagara Falls and Port Hope saying, love the show, keep it up. So, and anyway, it's been great fun.
Wonderful.
I'm kind of on hiatus on that at the moment because I'm publicizing my book.
Right, right. Because, you know, you came up, you did this great show and gained momentum, and then you heard Nicole Moore's story.
Mm-hmm.
So what exactly captured you most about, you know, this bone-chilling account of Nicole's ordeal and her incredible survival and recovery?
Mm-hmm. Well, it was a couple of things. I did a lot of research about her because she's got a very active blog and she'd already been interviewed by radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, etc. So before I actually met her, I knew a lot about her. And she inspired me, Christine, and as a writer, to act as an advocate for the reader, mm-hmm. to essentially let them be a fly on the wall, if you will. Take them to the beach on that horrid day when this brutal, savage shark attack, two of them, happened against her. To take the reader into the operating theaters for the 15 operations that she had to endure to save her leg, which was almost amputated. Her arm was amputated. So to go through all that, but more importantly, to give them a sense of this woman who is truly inspirational, motivational. She's quite amazing. So to be able to write about that just inspired me. I was very lucky.
And so she was a speaker, delivering her story,
yep.
up in front of an of many audiences,
mm-hmm.
and a very inspiring speaker from what you've told me, but you felt her story really needed to be written down so we could reach a wider audience. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, just tell me a little bit more about the process of approaching Nicole.
Well, it was a friend of mine who was in Alliston, Ontario. Nicole was speaking at a Provost meeting. She's got a great presentation with some PowerPoint slides and stuff. And my friend Sharon went up to her afterwards. She was just blown away. And she said, my God, Nicole, you've got to write a book about this. And Nicole said, well, thank you. Other people have suggested that. But first, I don't know anything about writing. Secondly, I know nothing about publishing. Third, I happen to have dyslexia, so it would make the whole process awkward. And Sharon, who, pardon me, not one to give up, said, I have a friend who's an author, and I think the two of you would really hit it off. Can I have him connect with you? We did through email, and Nicole was a little reluctant, but she said, well, let's get together and talk. So on a very snowy day in February, I drove down to Orangeville. We met. We talked for, I guess, a couple of hours. And at the end of it, she said, you know what? I'm going to trust you with writing my story. I feel very comfortable with you. I felt honored.
Yes.
I didn't expect to walk away with a deal at that point.
Yes.
I thought we'd just talk. But she said, no, I trust you. You're gonna do it.
Yes.
And 3 years later, Shark Assault, an amazing story of survival, is the result.
And so was it the journalist in you responding, or was it this fact that you were a writer but and you maybe always thought that there was a book inside you?
Yeah, I knew there was a book inside me, but Christine, you use the word journalist, and that's very well taken because I talk to writers and they say, what's it like to write a book like that? You know, what sort of tricks of the trade do you use? And I respond that the first thing you must do with a nonfiction book like this is you are a reporter. You are a journalist. You are the advocate for the reader. You've got to cover this story 360 degrees. And once you determine who can provide me with all that information, then you've got to reach out to them. You've got to do your interviews. You've got to collect all the data. At that point, you become a writer because you go, I mean, I think writing is a highly creative skill. You delve into your toolbox of writing skills, tricks, and creative works, and pull it together. So that's what I did. I talked to the three most shark attack experts in the world. I talked to doctors and nurses, talked to all the people that traveled with Nicole, interviewed her probably 10 or 12 times, interviewed her husband, her father, her kids, the people who traveled with her, all that kind of stuff. You collect all that, and then you start writing.
Yeah. So we're going to hear more about your decision, Peter, to pursue writing as a full-time gig, because we have so much to learn from you. But right now, we're going to take a break, so we're going to pick up there as soon as we get back. You're listening to Storylines on Hunter's Bay Radio, 88.7 FM, and online at MuskokaOnline.com. I'm your host, Christine Cowley, and we'll be right back with Muskoka author Peter Jennings. Welcome back to Storylines. I'm your host, Christine Cowley, and today we are speaking with author Peter Jennings, whose book Shark Assault tells the story of Nicole Moore, an Orangeville nurse who survived a harrowing ordeal and has inspired Peter to write her story. Peter, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Christine. Once again, thank you for inviting me to be your first guest on your inaugural show. I'm very honored.
Peter, before the break, we were talking about your decision to make Nicole's story available to a wider audience by writing it down. And, you know, you have a journalism background. You knew exactly the steps that needed to be taken. Do you think your experience as a marketing expert, which was your career, has helped you in launching this sort of new facet of your career?
Yeah, very much so. That's a great question, Christine. Very much so, because I think, you know, when you're in marketing and branding and that kind of stuff, you're always looking for how do I take an idea and package it, you know, put it into something that's a little tighter that people can absorb. And I think that's what we as authors need to do with books. When I met Nicole, I said the challenge here is essentially we've got a four-chapter book. Chapter one, girl goes to Mexico and is attacked twice by a shark. Chapter two, she's dealt with in the Mexican hospital system because she came very, very close to dying. Chapter 3, she's medevaced back to Sunnybrook Hospital in Toronto, endures 15 operations. Her arm is amputated. She almost loses her leg. And Chapter 4, she carries on with life and is this truly inspirational, happy-go-lucky, optimistic, positive person. And I said, no one's going to read a four-chapter book. So my job as the author, then, is to expand this story, but still keep it relevant. I'm sure you, Christine, and all of our listeners have read books and biographies particularly where they go back to six generations ago where, you know, Vladimir Dukhelsky came out of a pogrom in Russia. You know,
and sometimes
cares?
It's relevant.
Sometimes it's relevant. In this case, it wasn't.
Right.
I went as far as her parents because they were very, very much involved in what she became. But I didn't go back further than that. And I wrote 23 chapters. I eventually edited that down to 18, and that's what we ended up with.
Now, this is a great time to ask you, Peter, about the process. You know, you've been in the business, but you hadn't published a book.
Right.
And so you were writing this book. Can you, you know, sort of for listeners out there who perhaps feel that they have a book inside them, but they're kind of feeling daunted about the process. How do you not only write the book, but then what do you do from there? You find an agent? Do you find a publisher? You know, what is the process? And maybe you can sort of give some advice on footsteps of yours that they could follow.
Sure. Well, for our local audience, if indeed, as you say, Christine, if you feel I have a book within you bursting forward, may I suggest you join an organization I've joined only recently, the Muskoka Authors Association. pardon me. In fact, next Thursday evening at 7 p.m. in Bracebridge, I will be speaking at the MAA meeting and talking about how I came to write the book. So I think if you truly are an incipient author, join the Muskoka Authors Association. You'll find like people, very approachable.
So for information and support,
yes,
and sort of that little bit of, push that you might need, and advice.
Encouragement. You know, we all want to be encouraged. Yeah. I was down in Toronto on Monday night. I'm a member, as are you, Christine, of the Writers Union of Canada. Our guest speaker was Douglas Gibson. And Doug is former president and publisher at McClelland and Stewart and Macmillan and Doubleday.
The acquisitions editor for, we can't even begin to name, yes.
Yeah, so Doug is so encouraging, even to people like me who's had a book published. I've got a number of other books I'm working on, want to get them published, and you want that encouragement. But, you know, back to your question, I mean, the publishing business is very, very difficult to get into these days. Obviously, you can self-publish, and you can make more money self-publishing. If you're in it for the money, which I'm not, go and self-publish if you've got a good book. You'll get more royalties.
Can I stop you just for one second now? It's very interesting what you've just said. If you're in it for the money, which you are not, and you know, I find this misconception all the time. You know, you're an author, you've got several books out. People think you've got gold bars in the basement, you know?
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit more about, you know, what drives you as an author, as a writer, and it's really not much of a living.
No, it's not. Not anymore. I mean, if you're J.K. Rowling
sure,
you know, you've written The Firm or something of that nature, you can make a lot of those. Stephen King is not suffering financially. But It's the joy of writing. I mean, I love writing. I write every day. It's just what I do. I can't not write. So to be able to do that and then have people kind of pick it up and go, wow, what a great book. And particularly with this book, I wanted people to be inspired by Nicole. They are being so. They tell me that. So I'm thrilled.
So you've done your job.
I hope so.
And so you're moving on to the next book, we hope.
Yes.
And books, that's great. Peter, the time has gone so fast
it
this
has.
Morning.
Yeah.
There's so many more things we want to know about your writing career and about what you've got planned. And we've got to have you back to talk about your experience as a kid in Muskoka, growing
sure.
up as a sixth-generation cottager. So
we will be
happy to have you back, Peter. And thank you so much for joining us today to talk about your book, Shark Is Salt and about the writing life.
Thank you, Christine, for having me on. I appreciate it. It's great to be on HBR.
Could you just tell our listeners where they can buy your book?
They can buy the book in Muskoka, here in Huntsville at Kohl's, in Port Carling at the Apothecary and the Foodland Store, online at Amazon and Indigo
and
Chapters.
And your website?
Website, sharkassault.com.
And they can get hold of you through that website.
Yes, they can.
Fabulous. Yeah. Thank you, Peter.
You're very welcome.
You've been listening to Storylines on Hunter's Bay Radio, 88.7 FM, and worldwide on the web at MuskokaOnline.com. I'm Christine Cowley, and I'll be here every Thursday morning at 10:05 a.m. to talk to authors and book folks about books and the writing life. What do Mark Twain's The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird, and Margaret Lawrence's The Jest of God have in common, besides being classic literary works? Well, believe it or not, each of these books are on the list of challenged works, meaning at one time, not so very long ago, some people got together to try to have these books banned from schools and public libraries in Canada. Freedom to Read Week starts February 21st in Canada. Please join us next Thursday when we'll be talking about how censorship in Canada could affect what books you get to put into your hands and why the freedom to read should never be taken for granted. This is Christine Cowley. Thanks for listening to Storylines on Hunter's Bay Radio. See you back here next week.